Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Narrative is a word that has ticked up in usage recently. We'll explore that, but this content is about God's narrative of you. What is that narrative? Because you hear many different messages daily about your life and value, it's tricky to determine which narratives are true and which are lies. So, do you know the truth? Comfortingly, God's narrative about you is based in truth and in love. What you think about what God thinks about you matters. God is interested in you, in blessing you, and in your friendship. Let's get to the word narrative. Have you noticed an increase in the use of the word narrative? Recently, this word is heavily used when describing accounts of events or experiences, especially in journalism, news reporting, and editorials. So what really is a narrative? We need language to communicate, because language brings meaning to commonly used expressions. It's a tool we need each day. Still, we must communicate clearly. A narrative involves artful descriptions to an audience. It uses various techniques to slot a message into a particular point of view, and further, it involves a kind of sculpting process to convey what happened or what is. Subsequently, this word, narrative, has become rather popular and powerful in modern times. Listen for this word next time you hear the news. I am limited to know what and how God thinks. It seems impossible to think like God. After all, Scripture says, "Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Isaiah 55, verse 9. But Scripture gives pieces of information about God and His thoughts. Do you think like God? About others? About you? About His world? I suggest the following approach in order to think like God. To begin, open to receive from Him. No matter how well you know God, start here. Then, learn how He thinks. Get into His Word. It takes a lifetime to learn about God. Then, following the learning, interact with God's thoughts. Match your approach with His. Learning continues all your life, even if you're a veteran in the faith. And then talk to God. Discuss how He thinks. In fact, discuss everything. Subsequently, listen to Him. Listening is often more important than speaking. God is worth listening to. Thereafter, accept God's thoughts as critically important in your life and in the world. His narratives are eternally more relevant than any other narratives you hear every day. So that little bullet point list kind of suggests how to think like God. And this pattern is good communication. Coincidentally, good friends interact like this. As we dig further into this content, I pray that you will hear God's narrative of you in a nurturing, refining, and refreshing way. Since we already suggested three strong ideas in one of the first couple of paragraphs, let's start by exploring them. The first thing we mentioned is that God is interested in you. Much more than He's interested in your track record of righteousness. Although your choices do matter on another level, that's a different discussion. It's not your unique skill sets, your personality, or experiences that impress God, although they add to your identity and effectiveness. And it's not your rituals or patterns that catch God's attention, although they also add meaning and order to your daily life. God sees you and He wants you. He loves you. Since it's not your righteousness, abilities, or rituals that hit his radar, you need not be concerned or afraid. You don't have to perform for him. And since your life is precious to him, you can know God is genuinely interested in you simply for who you are. Incidentally, he's had a purpose for you since before he created anything. Do you know God's purpose for you? Did you know that God has been thinking about you all this time? You are precious to God. You have eternal purpose. Other people are precious to God too, and so you have purpose directly related to this. It's part of God's narrative of you, and that takes us to the next point. So first of all, we said God is interested in you, but the second point is that God is interested in blessing you. And it's amazing, it's undeserved, that God is interested in blessing you and me. Jeremiah 31:3b says this, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." Zephaniah 3:17 also reports, "God takes great delight in you." And then 1 John 3:1 says, "Consider what great love the Father has lavished on you, that you should be called children of God." And so you are. When you love someone deeply, delight in them, and have dear relationship with them, you want to bless them. God sees you with, first of all, everlasting love. Second, with great delight. And third, with eyes of a proud father. God's special attention elevates you to beneficiary. And what do heirs receive? Everything that's their father's. Would this not also include deep affection, strong investment, best intentions, and every blessing that could possibly be given to you? Good fathers do this. Some people don't have this kind of father. The good news is this: God extends his fatherly love and blessing to all who accept his narrative of them. Indeed, he is father to all, but many don't want him. They choose a different father, the father of lies. Check out a recent article that we published, "Been Lied To?" It's pretty good. Why not live inside God's narrative of you? God's thoughts of you are accurate, loving, and filled with hope. No one else thinks as knowledgeably about you as God. No one else offers blessings that God is eager to give to you. All right, so that talks about how God is interested in blessing you. And then the third thing is that God is interested in your friendship. This is an unbelievable statement, but it is true. God is interested in your friendship. James 2 verse 23 says, "Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend." God wants you to be his friend, instead of relating to you as his servant, which indeed we are. He prefers to relate to you in friendship, but he is still God. Yet he lifts you up to the undeserved position of friend, companion, even confidant. God has already stated his interest in this undeserved arrangement. And through Christ's cross, it is possible. But what about you? Are you interested in being God's friend back? Earlier in this content, I mentioned how good friends interact. Let's go through that real quickly again. They are open to receive. They learn how their friend thinks. They interact with their friend's thoughts. They talk to their friend and they say what they think. They listen eagerly to their friend and they accept their friend's thoughts and value them in their heart. If this is how good friends interact, then shouldn't this guide you in all your relationships? But there's a condition. You must first respond to God's narrative of you. What will it be? Incidentally, God's desired response from you starts with being forgiven. There's no other way to interact with a holy God. However, what you think about what God thinks about you matters. Because God's narrative of you starts at the cross. That's where you should start. First of all, He saves you, if you are willing to be saved. Second of all, you receive forgiveness if you confess your sins and repent, and this includes little daily sins. Third, God keeps you every day if you stay close to Him inside His love. Look up Jude verse 21. And then fourth, God blesses your life. So, are you open and ready to receive? Well, let's talk about some steps that help you to respond to God's narrative of you. In order to exercise faith in God, apply four basic, helpful action steps. Here we go. Number one, connect with God from your heart. Seek Him first, before, and above anyone else. Number two, trust God deeply from your heart. Then also trust your life, provision, safety, health, and purpose to Him. Number three, obey God sincerely with determination. So prove that you love God by your thoughts, words, and actions. God's word not only keeps you in line, it keeps you in love with God. And then number four, rest in God, to live in His peace. When you've done all of those things, connect with God, trust God, obey God, then you are functioning at your best, and then you can rest in God. Then your life deeply pleases God. So do what Psalm 131 verse 2a says, I calm and quiet myself. Miraculously, these basic faith steps strengthen you. Just as eating food sustains your body each day, so basic, continual faith practices sustain your very life. Subsequently, you can live sincerely and authentically. Since obedient faith brings consistency to your life, it's a most valuable resource. Above all, faith in Christ's provision through His cross gives you God, His blessing, and His friendship. And then it even gives you peace and joy. So agree with God's word. Seal your life in a favorable way. Become the heir that we talked about. What you think about what God thinks about you truly matters. God is interested in you as a person. He's interested in blessing you, and He is interested in your friendship. He wants you to know Him. Why would you not respond? Here are some application thoughts and questions. First of all, a suggestion. Accept God's narrative of you and build a strong narrative of God. Question number one, what do you think about what God thinks about you? Two, do you believe God loves you? Three, since God is interested in you, do you believe it? Number four, because God will bless you, do you look for His blessings? And number five, He offers friendship. Do you accept it? Number six, do you love God back? And seven, if you connect with God from your heart, you will see Him in every day. Number eight, when you trust God deeply from your heart, you honor Him. Number nine, when you obey God sincerely with determination, you think more like He thinks. And finally, number 10, if you rest in God, then you will live in His peace. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app. Or you can use the online player at the top of each of our articles. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.